Getting you set for Labor Day weekend. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, thanks for hanging out with us on this Friday. Big slate of college football games coming up Saturday. Sunday continues into Monday. We get to see Bill Belichick on a college sideline as the head coach for the very first time. That's going to be fascinating. I'm sure that number is going to move as we get closer and closer. We want to go over some of the games that certainly stand out to us over the weekend, but as we were going over the results from last night, we're laughing about the room. We always love to the room is particularly bad early in the season. I know it's small sample size theater, but we've certainly noticed that with various sports. Scotty Providence tweets us at @bet_sweat, Sam at @SBShoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. And I know we're getting a lot of new listeners. You have the start of a football season. Everybody's jumping in the pool. Maybe they went away in the offseason, but now they're back with college football week one, NFL week one, less than a week away. Here's Scotty. Is fading the room a good long-term strategy? I'm so intrigued. Thinking emoji. Long-term suggests blind betting. I wouldn't go there, but I guess what I'm saying, Sam, is particularly early in the season when nobody seems to know anything and you're figuring teams out, but the public has these strong opinions, usually opinions on the favorites. I think that's a decent strategy. It's not the worst idea.
Blind is a little far. It's difficult to say blind, but let's just put it this way. If the room picks 1,000 games, 1,000, it's going to win about 43% would be my guess. 430. So that's 570 losses. That's where I'm at. So I've built content around a guy from Chicago who I call the bartender, who has had 5 NFL seasons so far. 5. He won last year. He had his first winning season. But his percentage is still in the mid-40s.
And so people were mad at you because he won. Oh, he finally had a good year and people were mad at you.
It happens. He did wrap the season, though, with an 0-7 postseason run, which was outstanding, including losing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, no touchdown, and Purple Gatorade, 0-3 in the Super Bowl. But my point is, whether it's the bartender or the room or whatever fade you want to talk about, there's always a chance in a small pocket or a small sample size that these people can win. Over the long haul, they will lose. They will. The number one pick at a sports book on a given day is not going to win more times than not. There wouldn't be sports books if that was the case. If the number one pick from the public won at 55%, there wouldn't be BetMGM. So can the room be a solid fade over time? 100%. I would not advise people, though, to just blast off at a random point and just fade away. It's something that you have to sustain over time. We're not talking come in and start betting 500 against the room. You have to do it responsibly and do it where it's efficient and you can manage your bankroll accordingly. If you want to take 2% of your bankroll and start betting that against the room's top play, fine. If you want to just start spraying the AK, though, and just going crazy, what happens if the room gets hot? Just like the bartender did last year. And the room wins 7 out of 9. You're going to be pissed at us. Well, they told me to fade the room. Over time, yes. Over 9 games, though, the room could go 6-3, 7-2. Over 100 games, the room is probably going to go 45-55. Over 1,000 games, it might be worse.
The room goes 1-4 last night. And I think it's worth pointing out that, okay, 1-4, that's terrible. That's a bad night. Not going to happen every night. Doesn't mean it's going to happen tonight. I would say a lot of those losses, 2 through 5, close. The most popular play, not close. They were laying it with Boise. laying it with Boise last night, never a shot. So take that for what it is. There are a lot of people jumping in on Boise last night that couldn't name one player. Okay. I mean, that's the part of the room that we're talking about. And that's the information we want to get. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a college football no sweat parlay token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win at BetMGM. All right, this weekend, college football. We got to start with a game that we agree on. And I don't know if you're surprised that I agree with you, because you've been backing Miami for a couple of years, both years on this show. And, you know, I'm known as the Notre Dame guy on the show. Yeah, I usually go to a couple games a year, follow them very closely. And we picked Notre Dame to go to the title game. You were in on that as well last year. But this spot on the road, opening night, redshirt freshman quarterback laying 2.5. Neither of us can get there, Sam. We like the dog.
I took 3 in the summer. I also have Miami to make the playoff at 2-1 and Carson Beck to win the Heisman at 37-1. That number is gone. It's been gone. But that's why you bet a lot of this stuff in the summer. Look, Notre Dame may have an elite defense. I just don't know about early, because these guys have never played together. This current group has never done it together. They lost 4 starters to the NFL draft. 4. That's not great to replace early. And then, oh, by the way, Al Golden, the mastermind of last year's defense, is in the NFL now. Mm-hmm. That's a lot to replace. And I know that they have the talent there. It's not a knock on the players that Marcus Freeman has brought in, because he's been a tremendous recruiter and he is building a monster in South Bend. But to replace all those guys, Morrison, your number one corner, Watts, your number one safety, Kaiser, your do everything cleanup guy in the middle at linebacker, Riley Fitz on the D line. Those are a lot of guys you got to replace. Riley Mills, not Riley Fitz. I knew a kid named Riley Fitz. So you got to replace all that production. You have the talent, but you don't have the returning production at a lot of positions. And a lot of people think that Chris Ash, former Rutgers head coach, you're going to just drop him in and everything's going to be fine. I don't know. Also think about this. And we were Notre Dame guys last year talking about Ohio State to beat Notre Dame in the championship when the bracket came out. So we don't hate Notre Dame. And I know you don't hate Notre Dame. If you look at their schedule last year, they were very, very fortunate in a lot of these games. As good as their defense was last year, they missed a bunch of starting quarterbacks, whether it was injury or guys getting benched. How about in the playoff? You didn't even have to face Carson Beck because he got hurt. You got to face Gunnar Stockton in the playoff. Penn State, Abdul Carter was hurt on the defensive side of the ball. So you had a lot of injury luck last year. And then you finally face a fully healthy team in Ohio State and, you know, you lose. But the Virginia game, their quarterback was benched in that game. You didn't face Navy starter. Horvath was out in that game. That was the 51-14 game where Horvath, I think he got hurt. Yeah, he was 7 of 13, got knocked out of the game early. Don't believe they faced Haynes King last year when they took on Georgia Tech. Yeah, Pyron played. The backup played in that game. They were very, very fortunate in a lot of games last year. And my point is, I want to see this defense do it against what I believe is an elite quarterback. And I think Carson Beck is an elite quarterback.
Speaking of that playoff run, that's a reason we liked him. We were looking at the path like, oh, Stockton instead of Beck, quite possibly. We love this. Look at the value that you're getting there. They get Indiana at home to start things off. They'll take care of business there. And then they can surprise Georgia. And then now you get to play a real team. Where you at, Dykstra? Haven't heard from you. Haven't heard from you in many months. Now you get to play a real team.
Oh, he's there. He's combing through the beard. Combing through the beard.
He's taking notes. Look, man, we like Penn State this year. Not last year, this year. We do. A lot of people like Penn State.
Penn State should have beat Notre Dame. We were on Notre Dame. We got lucky to win that game. Abdul Carter couldn't move.
Well, I saw another James Franklin loss. That's what I saw. But no, your point about early, I think, is certainly justified. And you'll see people throw out the trend about when Notre Dame's less than a field goal favorite or a dog, Freeman's awesome. That's fair. 9-2-1 against the spread. That's what's happened. But early in the year, do you remember when that NIU loss happened? Yeah, it was week two last year. Week two, 2022. Remember when that Marshall loss happened? 0-2 start to the season there. Ohio State, then Marshall. And they wanted to fire Freeman two games into his coaching career. Tough starts a lot of times. And if they lose, it doesn't mean it's over. Far from it, because this Miami team's pretty good, and they're going to be in the mix at the ACC with Clemson, probably in the championship game. We'll see. That's certainly the expectation. But, yeah, both of us like Miami. Probably not getting the three. Probably going to sit here at 2.5. But you know the Notre Dame money's coming if it hasn't come there already. So I just don't see it getting the three. Good grab by you.
We see a couple threes in Vegas, but most of the books are 2.5 across the country. Circa, Superbook, yeah. South Point all went to three in the last 24 hours. I keep hearing about this elite defense. I would like to see it. I also think that Notre Dame in week one and Notre Dame in week 10 are going to be completely different teams.
Yes, sir.
I am not selling Notre Dame big picture. I do not love the spot. I do not love a freshman quarterback going on the road early. But this team is still 10 or 11 win good. I just don't think it happens Sunday night in South Beach.
Yep. Totally agree. All right, Sam, throw another one at us for this weekend. What do you love?
Well, we've talked about the Ohio State-Texas total, and Michael Felder swayed me, and then I swayed you. This thing is now crossing through 47. I'm looking at the move right now. It is 46.5 at multiple books. They keep betting this under. And I said, I don't think it touches 47. Not only has it touched 47, it's blown through 47. Chris has 46.5. Blue book, green book, 46.5. A lot of 47 all over the yard right now. They keep betting this under. And maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe this is a 14-10 game. I think the total's too low, man. At 46.5, I love that bet over. Love it.
Whew. See what happened to the side in the last 24 hours?
Ohio State, pick 'em. How about Texas minus one at Circa last night? They took a $500,000 bet on the Horns.
Good. Mm-hmm. Shea and Irving, I know you're upset, but calm down a little bit. Like he's all in on the Longhorns. Oh man, this morning I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, I gotta hear Shea. Daughter's in the other room. I turn on the pod. Just every third word, just an F bomb. It was phenomenal. My daughter's like looking up. She certainly perked up. At 7 a.m., like, what's going on over here? Yeah, I let it roll. Didn't stop it. Let him keep going. Shea's in the mix right now. I'm sure he's jumping on DP this morning. Yeah, I liked Texas. You talked me into liking the over more, and now we see that move. Like, Texas at getting 2.5, oh, yeah. But now it's a pick 'em. There's some spots that went to Texas favorite in the last day.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they wanted the right Ohio State, and they did. So Ohio State is mostly a 1-point favorite. It's a pick 'em at Circa, so they did get that Ohio State money. I would also like to correct myself. It was a $550,000 bet on Texas that got the line to minus one. But then there have been people that have been willing to take Ohio State pick and minus one. So not good two-way. The books need Ohio State for sure. And I would love this game to land 48, 49, 50. I know the wise guys, the sharpest guys in the world took under 50.5 and under 50. I don't think the sharpest guys are taking under 47 and 47.5, but I could be well wrong there. I think this Give is the another. Time to blast over. I like Illinois to win by a million today against Western. And I like Oregon State money line against Cal Saturday night, minus 120.
More college football next hour. Kelly in Vegas will be joining us at the top of the hour like she does every single Friday. Next hour is going to be fun. Kelly in Vegas, Ryan Horvath. But also, we've got some NFL numbers we want to dissect on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.